You're listening to SBS News.
My name is Thanos Selvarasa. I'm from Sri Lanka. I came to Australia seeking asylum and safety. I am a refugee.
Tamil refugee Thanos Selvarasa arrived by boat in Australia and was sent to immigration detention on Manus Island in Papua New Guinea. The former Manus detainee is now back in Australia for medical treatment. He told SBS he will never settle here.
But day by day, we were destroyed everything physically and mentally, because no one is can't live anymore in there, because I don't know how to explain that island. It's a different type of torture, but they were destroyed, but other people were destroyed physically and mentally as well. And still we have been living in community and detention uncertainly. We always need a permanent solution.
The Australian and Papua New Guinea governments have agreed to end 8 years of offshore processing there in December. As of July this year, there were 124 asylum seekers in Papua New Guinea and about 107 detainees in Nauru. But there is no change to government policy after a deal last month with Nauru to indefinitely continue processing there. Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews says this is a significant development. She highlighted that between 2008 and 2013, more than 50,000 people arrived in Australia on more than 820 boats, and at least 1,200 died at sea.
This is signalling very clearly the end of the relationship with regional processing in PNG. But it's also a very strong message that we're sending to people smugglers, that there is zero chance that people who attempt to come here illegally will never, ever, ever settle here. And the thing that Australians should never, ever, ever forget is that at least 1,200 people died attempting to get here.
Australian government regional processing contracts in Papua New Guinea will cease at the end of the year and will not be renewed. From 2022, the PNG government will assume full management of regional processing services in the country and full responsibility for those who remain. The federal government says Australia will support anyone subject to regional processing arrangements who wish to voluntarily transfer to Nauru. The Papua New Guinea solution was struck by Labor Prime Minister Kevin Rudd in 2013 after the arrival of tens of thousands of asylum seekers and many deaths at sea. In a statement provided to SBS, Mr. Rudd said,
"The one-year agreement with PNG signed in 2013 should not have been renewed and rolled over indefinitely like it has for the last 8 years. Successive Liberal governments have ignored the provisions of the original policy on the proper standards of accommodation, health and other services to be provided to those being resettled. From the moment it became clear that people weren't being rapidly processed, they should have been brought to Australia for processing and then resettled in willing third countries like New Zealand."
Labor spokeswoman for Home Affairs Christina Keneally says Labor supports offshore processing, regional resettlement and turnbacks, but the Morrison government's mismanagement resulted in indefinite detention and cruel treatment of people. Just over 100 refugees and asylum seekers remain in Papua New Guinea. New Zealand has offered to resettle 150 people, but that offer has so far been rejected by Australia. Greens immigration spokesman Nick McKim says the entire saga is shameful, but New Zealand's offer is a positive one.
The Papua New Guinea government should negotiate directly with the New Zealand government and accept the New Zealand government's kind offer to resettle 150 people. So within 1 year, if that happened, all of the people who are currently stuck in Papua New Guinea could be resettled in New Zealand, where they'd be looked after like they should be looked after in Australia. Look, this policy has been a humanitarian calamity. It has resulted in deaths. It's resulted in countless lives destroyed. It's wasted tens of billions of dollars. And ultimately, it is one of the darkest, most shameful chapters in Australia's national story.
No boats have arrived in Australia since 2014, but Amnesty International's Graham Tom says there is regular international criticism for human rights breaches.
Well, sadly, this policy continues to undermine Australia's reputation. Again, we've seen the UN, through our periodic review, criticise Australia for the way it has treated people who have tried to come here seeking protection. A number of governments spoke out about the damage that this policy has done, and it will continue to undermine our reputation until we can actually resolve the situation for the men who are trapped on PNG and the people who are trapped on Nauru.
For refugees like Tanush, the future remains uncertain. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.